free speech. It's more important than your feelings. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Impeachment charges themselves are sufficiently flawed and sufficiently baseless. There's not a genuine issue of material fact here, meaning we don't have any facts that are in dispute that are sufficiently critical to the charges and to their success. I'm not seeing any need for witnesses at all. In any event, between Hunter Biden and John Bolton, you've got a privilege issue with John Bolton that would make things a lot more complicated. And I don't think we need to mire the Senate impeachment trial in months of litigation, which would inevitably ensue from that.
Is Hunter Biden a relevant witness?
Yes. Look, if we're going to open the door to witnesses, you bet. Hunter Biden ought to be first on the list.
Let me ask you about those four Republicans, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Lamar Alexander. Which way do you see them going on this battle over witnesses?
You know, I've got a pretty hard policy of not speaking for a colleague. Those four who you mentioned can speak for themselves. I'm not going to try to predict which way they're going. But I will say this. I think the Senate as a whole, and definitely among Senate Republicans yesterday, were not impressed, were not drawn in closer to the House managers by the words of the House managers themselves. There's an old adage. It's an adage that doesn't really even need to be repeated most of the time, which is you don't go in and insult your jury or your judge. Here they did both.
Hi there. Welcome. At the end, he said, here they did both, insulted. And anyway, that was Mike Lee. Senator Mike Lee talking. Everybody wants to get Romney and Susan Collins. You know, what are they going to do? Amazing how a junior senator like Romney is, it's got so much power in the Senate. Anyway, like he said, and I do agree with this, the charges are baseless. The witnesses would be ridiculous because, and they have been, because the charges are baseless. And here we're watching this really strange impeachment thing go on. And, you know, what are we going to do? First off, right off the bat, I'm going to have Ben McClintock, Defending Utah, come aboard and talk about some state business, some local business, if you will. Welcome to the show. By the way, welcome to the show, the Kate Daly Show, and glad you're joining us on a Wednesday. And of course, hi, Ben. How are you?
Hey, it's always such a pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. Can we let's go over and clarify the amendment that you spoke about last on the show, of course, the tax bill versus the HJR 5. Let's clarify, shall we?
Sure. So in December, everybody knows, well, hopefully all your listeners especially know, that the legislature had a special session. They passed Senate Bill 2001, which was what they said during the debates, the first puzzle piece of a tax overhaul of our system.
Right.
And so what they said that they had in the plans in the coming session to expand it and to do different things. And so as a part of that expansion, well, because what they have to do, because what they did was they supposedly cut, you know, your income tax.
Right. That's what they tell us.
But all of the teachers were like, oh, they're going to be all upset about that. And so they promised the teachers, if you support this, then what we're going to do is we're going to do an amendment to the state constitution that says that that education can be funded from all taxes. And so that way it's not going to be just from one source. Mm-hmm. And so as an expansion, as the next step of this tax overhaul introduced for this session, the regular session for 2020 by Representative Ray Ward from up in Bountiful, he introduced HJR 5, which is a constitutional amendment. So it's a bill that would change Utah's constitution. And what it's sold as this is how we're going to change the funding for the schools. And so that way your sales tax can go to schools, your gas tax can go to schools, your income tax can go to schools, all the taxes can go to the schools.
And it can also be taken from as well.
Sure.
So, yep. It's interesting that they're promising, like they're just promising a huge convoluted pot of money.
Yep.
Okay. That's making
sense. And so
sure
as a part of that, though, they're changing a part of the state constitution that has nothing to do with the funding. And that was what we were going after. Currently, it says that the state constitution says the legislature shall provide for the establishment and maintenance of state's education systems, including a public school system, which shall be open to all children of the state.
Like as a choice.
And as a choice, right? Mm-hmm. It's open. I mean, it's available to them if they want it. But what he's done, which is totally separate from the funding, which has nothing to do with the funding, so why do it? He crosses out be open,
mm-hmm.
and it says the state shall provide
an adequate
education.
Whatever that means, the adequate part.
Exact. Completely ambiguous. But now, so we talked with Dr. Scott Bradley, who's a very strong constitutional scholar, has mm-hmm. a huge history with this kind of stuff, to verify this is what the wording was. And that's exactly what it is. It'll actually, if they want to actually implement it, if they actually want to go after people using that, they could very well use it to force people to go to government schools.
Yeah.
And so there was a huge backlash when we talked about it on your show and when we put out mm-hmm. our report on it as well. And so Ray Ward, he came out himself as the legislature, as a legislator, saying, oh, wow, yeah, that wasn't my intent. That's mm-hmm. that is worded bad, poorly. And then we have Carrie Ann Lisenby, who's another state legislator, who said, quote, I have heard from many people concerned about HDR 5, which has recently been made public on the state website. I have spoken with the sponsor and with the drafting attorney. Here's the key part. I agree, she says, that the current language negatively affects homeschool rights in Utah. So this isn't just crazy old Ben. This is the state yep. legislators saying, yes, this is what the wording says.
Well,
they're admitting it. And so they're working to make sure that it's changed, hopefully because of our efforts.
No, I'm really glad that you pointed this out. And you're right. She did come out and admit it. Now they admitted it. Here's the deal, because they got caught. So you had every reason in the world to even understand it that way, because this is not just Utah. There are states like Florida, for instance, that are seeking to pass qualifications for parents who homeschool. Mm-hmm. So not even just forcing, even if they didn't force kids to go to public school, the state, they could actually enforce rules that would make it mandatory for parents to have to graduate from these very liberal colleges before they could teach their kids. And they have to set, you know, they set forth curriculums for the parents, or not curriculums, but just standards, these new standards for the parents in order to teach your kids. And so if they do that, they're also standing in the way and harming and telling a parent what kind of qualifications they have to homeschool. It's so dangerous. Mm-hmm. So you had, I mean, of course, that language spells out something that they just got caught trying to.
And why change it if that's not your intent? It has nothing to do with funding. Just leave it alone.
Right. There was no reason in the world, and you were right to catch it, and I applaud that you did, because then they had to come out and they actually had to say, oh, yeah, that wasn't our intention. Do you know what? We have a million laws a year in this country because, well, they didn't intend to do that. That language wasn't intended. I even heard that from Hatch on the NDAA. Oh, we don't intend to do that, but it is written. Well, I don't care what your intentions are. Your intentions are screwing America. And so your intentions are screwing our rights, our freedom. And this is what happens in every single bill. Their intentions? I mean, who cares intentions 10 years down the road when it's harming you? Who cares about the legislator's intentions in the very beginning? It's what's written.
Yeah, because it's not the intentions, it's the language that the courts and that the police and the local authorities actually have to implement, not your intentions. They're not mind readers. Their job isn't to go back and watch the debates and to go read your mind. It's to read the language of the bill.
Exactly. And so you were right to do that and point that out. And that was a really crafty, I can't even believe the deception. And so now everybody's scrambling and there's people that are trying to change the language. I'm seeing this from local representation that are writing bills and saying, oh, that wasn't the intention. I want to change it. You know what? Stop writing bills. Stop writing. This is an easy
fix. If you don't know
how
to write clearly, then you just need to back off.
Exactly. If you're asking for everybody's help, I know Walt Brooks was doing this with a bill that he was trying to pass. If you're trying to ask for everybody's help to do this, clearly it's not well thought out and you haven't thought it out. Stop doing it. Take it off the table. Don't use your power to write a bill that harms people. And then think through it later, or try to get everybody's help on it before you submit it. This isn't a race. It's not a race to take away our freedom.
Exactly.
Gosh.
And people need to understand that, especially with this one. They're saying that they're going to change it. But what I want everybody to do that's concerned about this is to not let their guard down. They need to make sure and watch it in committee. Is he going to actually introduce an amendment to his bill? Or are they going to try to sneak it through saying, oh, we're going to fix it, and then we all go to sleep, and then it stays the same? We've got to stay on this to make sure that the wording gets changed.
And I just want to point out the fatigue on a daily basis of our own screwing us. Because that's really what it comes down to, is our own people screwing us. The ones that are supposed to be on our side. We're not fighting the left. We're not fighting
not
the left
Utah
here.
Especially, yeah.
No, we're fighting our right. Which, for the deception. For deception. I'm like, you got to be kidding me with this. Wake up, Utah. We're fighting our own. And
that's what I'm really concerned about. Like last year, like, so just kind of using that same example is in the, for several years, there was that hate crimes legislation. Mm-hmm. It was proposed by Democrats, never goes anywhere. All of a sudden a Republican gets it. And I'm like, oh, this is actually might happen. Mm-hmm. The same thing with gun control bills, got red flag bills. I'm not too concerned if a Democrat does it, but as soon as a Republican introduces it, I'm like, okay, this is serious.
Well, yeah. And they are, our own Don Ibsen, state senator down here, is all for it and has come out in the press all for it. And that's what's so sad. That's what's so alarming to me. And that's what gives me the most fatigue, is when we're fighting our own and our own so-called conservatives. All of these representatives down here, minus one, they're not going to be elected again. They're not going to be, because they can't be. We're not that dumb. We can't be that dumb. In order to have somebody on this tax bill, this overhaul, go into a special session and vote against us. And I just want to say again, you're talking about a constitutional amendment. It's a separate bill, but they're all attached to each other because of the tax bill that went through and the big, huge what that they want to do with it, the big, huge overhaul that they want to do.
It's a tax restructuring.
Yes.
And they're claiming that it's a tax cut when of course it's not. They could only get a certain amount of industries involved in this. So the new bills that they're going to be introducing to tax more industries, yes, it's a separate bill, but it's the same program. This constitutional amendment, yes, it's a separate bill. It's the same program. It's the same agenda of the tax overhaul. It's a different puzzle piece of the tax overhaul. So when we say, this is a part of the tax overhaul, we're not saying it's a part of the bill passed in December.
Right.
And that's the problem that's going on here, is that these are separate puzzle pieces as they expand it.
That they all have in mind that this is part of the plan to then expand into these puzzle pieces. So it's connected.
Exactly.
It's connected.
Yes. And it's not even like, we're not even theorizing. We're using their words, the testimony they gave, and this is what this is the implementation of what they said they were going to do in December.
And they just admitted that they didn't even have to change that language about forcing the state onto us to provide adequate education against homeschooling. It's basically them admitting it. Hold on for just a moment. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Baby did a bad, bad thing. 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 You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two?
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I'm glad to be here, actually. Glad to be here doing this. And it's not an easy thing, but I'll tell you something, it's worth it. Most things that are worth it are never going to be easy. And I have to absolutely tell you, this is one of them in my life right now. I welcome you back, and I've got Ben back for a few minutes. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. I know you're trying to probably complete some great health goals right now. Maybe you're trying to drop some pounds. That's exactly who I go to when I go up, I'm tipping the scales. I need to get back in. And you know, it's only happened a few times because I've been able to keep it off because I went to Dr. Diet and got the help. I tried doing it on my own, but it wasn't as efficient. It wasn't as fast. It wasn't as, I don't know. It just wasn't as lasting, because we can only do so much that we think we can do, right? We're always, you know, I can do that myself. No, get some help on that. Get some help on it, because I assure you, you probably not. And summer's going to be here before you know it. This is the time to take off the weight. Go to Dr. Diet, 628 Diet, 628 Diet. They're a fantastic sponsor of the show. They have classes all the time on healthy eating, healthy living. They're really, really great people, and they know what they're doing. They're on the boulevard. Go to Dr. Diet, Dr. Diet Wellness Center. You can find them on Facebook, too. They've got tons of specials, and the coaching is what makes all the difference. I have Ben back for just a few minutes, and I have to have a laugh today. And a laugh at the expense of the legislators just because of what's going on right now with this whole tax thing. And I'm proud of all the signatures everybody gathered for the referendum. It's great that we're all willing to kick it in, but we still elected all these people, and we have to get rid of them. Otherwise, this tax referendum that everybody went running around doing doesn't matter if you're going to keep the same people in office, because they're going to screw you again. So if we're going to go down that road, then I guess we get to keep trying for the referendum. But the referendum is never going to be the catalyst or the solution to the bad legislators that are creating these laws and stabbing us in the back. What do you have to say about that?
Well, it's something that it's driving me crazy when people don't realize that that's what's going on. We need to stop thinking of these guys as nice guys because maybe they said something nice to us, but these guys are acting like criminals, meaning because they are breaking the law and they are taking away our liberties. And no matter how nice they are in person, we've got to realize that's what they're doing, and we've got to start understanding and responding in the appropriate way.
Right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, it's kind of like getting rid of, you hire a friend to do a job, right? And you hire a friend to lead a company that you own. Well, what if they're not doing a good job? What do? Do you keep them in because they're your friend? Or do you get rid of them so they can go and do something else for a living that might meet their qualifications better than safeguarding liberty? Because they're supposed to protect liberty. That's the only job they have. So if they can't if they can't do it, get them out. It doesn't mean that you're telling them that they are a horrible person all around. You're just saying, hey, you're not right for this job. What's wrong with that? Get rid of them. It's okay. You're not, you know, my gosh, you're not insulting their mother. You're just telling them they're not good at the job. It's easy.
Right.
Okay.
It's easy. And sometimes they do funny things. And I want to bring up one of these, oh my goodness, let's get our pitchforks and storm the Capitol. Mm-hmm. It's like a what the, huh?
So yeah, exactly.
There's I didn't realize this, but I guess it's legal sexually oriented businesses is this new regulated bill. It's HB 144. Escort, I guess, is legal in the state of Utah, according to this bill. Mm-hmm. But it's saying if you're involved in any of these businesses, you have to now complete a human trafficking education program.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be certified in human trafficking to be able to operate in these businesses now if this bill HB 144 passes. If you're going to be a stripper or an escort person, you've got to be able to be trained to recognize when somebody's being trafficked, and so that they can be a help to the government in stopping the trafficking. Human trafficking is a serious thing, and it's not a good thing, but it's just like,
you got to be kidding.
It's one of those like what the what.
Okay. All righty. Well, I know all these guys want to make a name for themselves, and I know that they all say they have good intentions. I get it. Some of them probably really do. They probably really do. Just ask your legislator to please stop. Just stop. They don't need to create a million laws, a million more. It's like they run into the session going, I created a bill. Look at me. And I don't know what else to say. I'm just tired of it. Please.
If a legislature wants to be a hero, this is one thing they can do. They can pass a bill that nullifies an illegal federal action, or they can repeal a law. Just don't do anything new. Just repeal it. And one of those two things, and you'll be my hero.
We will talk about them endlessly on the show as our own personal heroes. They can just do the job they were elected to do. And that's truly what the people need. And they might not even know that they need it. And that's a big puzzle piece here. They might not know that they need it because they might think that new legislation is the king, crowning king of what somebody should be doing in office to earn their pay. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not. They're supposed to protect liberty. Please stop writing bills. Stop it. Just stop it and go back and get to the root of the original problem. And that was the 10 last bills that we passed that were awful that are creating why you want to pass a bill. So get rid of the other bills and then you won't even have to pass a bill, because I assure you there's nothing new in government. There's nothing new. Mm-hmm. Everything is based on bad laws from the get-go. So we can just go back and just repeal them. Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I'm just making sure I got that right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Ben. And go to defendingutah.org, a great organization. As you know, I always tell you, thank you so much. Okay. So I wanted to reiterate this just a little bit on the show. And if you want to chime in, that's totally fine with me. I said, you know, this is so hard. I said that leaders do not come from legislation or Washington. And that there's no way that leadership or that legislation can lead. And I want to say something else on that, because I think some people don't get that point. And I think as people, as regular Joes, you and I think it's hard for us to think in these terms, because it comes very contradictory to what we've been raised to believe. So Washington, our senators and our House representatives, will tell you there are leaders. Same with our state legislators. They're the leaders of the city. They're the leaders of the county. They're the leaders of our state. Okay. You can't lead with limited government, because if you lead with limited government, that means government grows, because leadership has always been about the being a leader of growth. Correct? Okay. So you can be a CEO of a company and be a leader, because the company probably wants to grow bigger. But as a legislator, as a senator, as a protector of liberty, which is the job title, which is really what they're supposed to be doing, there's nothing that's supposed to grow about that. You're only supposed to reduce its size. So let me say this. When somebody runs for office and they say, I'm a leader, I'm a proven leader, I will lead the state, I will lead your city, I will lead the country, and at the same time, they tell you in the same sentence that they believe in limited government, it's very contradictory. That's why not even our president of the United States is the leader of our country, because in the United States solely, our government wasn't meant to lead us. It was the people we were supposed to lead. Now, in other nations, they do have a leader, because they are growing their government consistently, but that they gave themselves license to do that, and they have grown from a government that's all about growth. America's government was never about growth. America's government was supposed to stay limited for a reason. So you can't have it both ways. When we say leaders from other countries, then we're talking about, yeah, that's probably true. They do have a leader, a king or an emperor, a dictator. And they do have a government that has to do what they say they're going, you know, tell them what to do. But in America, it was never supposed to be like that. So our visionaries, our entrepreneurs, our business owners, the people in general, they're the only ones that can lead America. And they have to lead America by keeping the government limited. So that our job as leaders in America is to make sure that they know their role, because their role is automatically prone to abuse. And the abuse then would be to grow government. So if that's the abuse within that title of a state legislator or a congressperson or a senator or a president, even you just cannot lead. And then also represent limited government. So it isn't the role. It just isn't the mechanism by which to do that. Our government wasn't set up that way to create a leader that leads with more law. That's the only thing they know how to do. That's it. It's the only mechanism they know how to solve a problem with is more government. Look at all of our legislators right now. How are they leading your representation? They're supposed to be your representative. How are they leading? Well, they're only leading with more bills. What do more bills do? They take away more of your freedom. There's always a caveat in there to take away more freedom. So you can't do both. It's impossible. Now, give me a CEO of a company, and they're going to talk about growth, and they're going to lead the company into growth. But government in America isn't supposed to grow. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, here. This is the most important issue. What should government be doing?
Right.
You talk about leader. Well, if somebody says they're a leader, they have not separated themselves from Stalin or Hitler at all.
Right.
They were leaders. So how are you any different?
Exactly.
What's really important, you were talking about the federal level, is the job description.
Right.
The president and the Congress are administrators of the Constitution. Every law has to be pursuant to the Constitution according to our founding fathers. The president is only to execute the law, nothing that the Congress passes, and it has to be constitutional. Americans don't either don't know that, or they don't want to adhere to those basic principles. And then as for the core foundation of the Constitution, the political ideology, it is government is to be a negative function. You talk about it's to protect our liberties, but a little more than that, it's to protect your life, your liberty, and property. That's what, how John Hancock described it. And then all other rights derived from those rights, like your right to keep and bear arms.
Right.
This is the core principles of Americanism. It's the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. It's Bassey Act of Law. We need to start learning them and start adhering to them.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. I 100% agree. I 100% agree. This is a tough concept because I was interviewing Governor candidates, and one of them said, well, Donald Trump's a leader. No, actually, his role isn't that. His role is to conduct trade. His role is, as an overseer of not even really overseer, but a separate branch of the government, the checks and balances portion, if you will. And even George Washington knew this. He knew that this is exactly why they gave it the president title. It was the lowliest title they could think of, because we're not supposed to think of it in those terms. We were supposed to be different. We're not different if we're leading by legislation. If we're leading by more and more laws every year, if our senators and our congressmen think they're the leaders of America, if our president thinks that he's leading, if that's the case, then we're not obeying the Constitution, because the Constitution is exact opposite. The people are supposed to lead, not the government. Government was supposed to stay very small, very, very small. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Daly Show. Inside Out Hyperbarics, make sure you get over there. You know that they're going to help you get the oxygen to those cells and help you with speedy recovery from surgery. Anything brain trauma that you might have. Boy, there's just so many things. They've helped with autism, Asperger's. I mean, you name it. They're just so good helping the body to heal itself. And that's the most important thing, is it's so natural. Get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics. They have a new location on Foremaster Drive, and it's so worth going. You know, we talk a lot about health on the show, and we talk a lot about ways to help ourselves naturally. I have to say that that's one of the biggest things I've been impressed by, is what Hyperbarics can do. Make sure that you are calling Ryan with any questions. You can actually email him, insideouthyperbarics@gmail.com. Just email him a question. I know him, and I know he'll answer it, and he'll be very thorough, and he's very good at what he does, and he'll tell you if this can help you. If you're experiencing anything like any of the things I listed or more, I mean, if you're having a hard time, your body isn't functioning the way you'd like it to, make sure you get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics. They also have hyperbaric machines for sale that are so affordable. I don't think they realize how affordable they are. And then no matter what comes up, you've got a way to help yourself naturally inside your own home. It's fantastic. All right. I want to just... Can I let me illustrate something to you, and then I want to give you some decent news. Okay, so Cory Booker, you know, there's a Senate bill, and it would ban discrimination by employers based on hair. I know you heard me, hairstyle. It's actually called the Crown Act. New Jersey, third state to gravitate toward this. And it's called, and to adopt this, create a respectful and open world for natural hair. I'm not joking. Thereby telling employers that because the kid shows up in a blue mohawk, which would not be good for your business, you have to hire him anyway. This is where government goes so bad. This is where, you know, you might have the best intentions, but I'm going to guarantee that there's not that many. I mean, I can guarantee you that this takes away the rights of business owners across the country of hiring people that represent a brand or a company that you've invested in that have the right to say, I'm sorry, no, because your look, whatever, is not good for my brand. Well, it takes away that right, and that's a problem. Bad government, it's a huge, huge problem, even with the best of intentions. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate.
Hi there.
Two quick things, mm-hmm. Kind of unrelated. The we, the governed, kind of delegated our responsibility a long time ago to the overlords. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of on us.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it can't be put back together, but that's what happened.
Yes.
So that's why we have kings and queens again.
Right, right.
And we shouldn't.
Right.
And then a question. I think I read something about a $3 million bounty on our president from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Isn't that some sort of act of war or something?
Uh-huh. I'm going to address that on Friday, but yes. I mean, I'll address it on Friday. It's just, we have so much going on right now. It is insane. It is.
Well,
it's insane.
You know that Ukrainian airliner they shot down?
Mm-hmm.
I bet we could get one of them with a round trip ticket to Iran and some falafel on the way back home to do it for free.
Oh my gosh. Thanks.
$3 million.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right. There's one way to attack it. So despite the rally, the Virginia Senate advanced their red flag gun law. It's another hit. And we're going to be seeing the same thing if you keep these same people in office. They're going to vote in that red flag in Utah. I assure you. It's going to be on the ballot. They've even talked about making sure that this is there. And by the way, on the tax thing, they're going to spend your tax dollars now to start to propagandize to you about why we need that tax bill. Because as it goes on the ballot now, with 152,000 signatures, we only needed 116,000, it's going to go on the ballot, which means that they're going to spend your own money marketing to you the deception behind that tax bill. We have so many problems in government, in local government. Another one, we'll probably talk about this tomorrow, but Washington County and Dixie State entering a $10 million marketing agreement. Marketing agreement. Let me say that again. Your tax dollars into a marketing agreement between Washington County and Dixie State for a new stadium to get a new name. Yeah, I'm just going to leave that right there because the whole premise of this makes me want to vomit personally. And the fact that we're putting up with this for tourism, a 20-year strategic market agreement to what? Oh, let me reiterate, to promote Zion, your tax dollars. I wonder if you think that's a good use of your hard-earned money. The $10 million agreement will invest $500,000 every single year into Dixie State. Okay. So there's that. You loving Dixie State? This is just getting laughable. The county... I'm just getting embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed for them. I'm so embarrassed for their abusive government. Kevin Lewis, County Tourism Director. It makes so much sense to me to unite and leverage the assets of the university and the greater Zion tourism in a way that will benefit residents and visitors. Yeah, I'm sure it makes a lot of sense to you, Kevin Lewis. It's a joke. The fact that you're doing this, you have no authority to use our taxpayer dollars for this. No authority whatsoever. Please, please, please leave this position. They should never even have a tourism office. This is getting ridiculous. I'll talk about that more tomorrow because my blood pressure is already starting to rise. The people that we've elected to the county, I'm so embarrassed. Anyway, because they all think this is okay. So there's abuses left and right, right? And we know it. And the abuses are leading to things that we're noticing. And one of them is that homeschooling is skyrocketing because parents are getting sick and tired of left-wing socialized behavioral agendas going on within our public schools. I've noticed it. You've noticed it. We've talked about it endlessly on the show. And we all know what's happening. And they're getting worse and they're getting worse and they're getting worse. Teaching sex, teaching white privilege, teaching gay sex to, you know, young little kids who would never even be asking about sex. People are getting so tired of this that they're taking the leap and they're homeschooling or they're joining a homeschooling group or they're going to a place like FPE USA, like Dr. Pesta owns, which is or he represents, which is amazing. FPEUSA.org, a national school for homeschooling. And with great teachers, a great way to do it. And people are jumping the public education ship. Why? Because public education knows no bounds. They're trying to be the parent. It's disgraceful. They're taking too much authority. They're doing too much in this way. And I have to say that I applaud the people that are going, no more, no more, no more, I'm done. If I had little kids, I would never put them in the public school education system now. I wouldn't do it at all. 100%, zero, no, I would not do it. So with that being said, it's nice to see this because as we start to see people do this, this is great. The only problem is going to be in stuff that Ben McClintock was talking about, where a new constitutional amendment, they want to amend the Constitution of Utah to say that the state gets to decide what the qualifications are for homeschool, you know, or public school, or education in general for your child, choosing what they deem is adequate. When you put the state and you give them that much power, then we have a big problem because as people are jumping ship, you bet every state in this United States is going to start legislating against homeschooling by either A, legislating it out as an option, or the other option is to regulate the parents in what they can teach and what they can't teach. Who can teach? Who can't teach? We have a huge problem with that going on right now. And he was right to expose it. And now they're admitting it here in the state of Utah that that's what the language says. There was no reason for them to change it. And they thought it would slide by. And this is how interested we all ought to be about, scouring these bills to find what they're trying to do in the bills, because it's deceitful. That was deceitful. It was a deceitful change of language that they're trying to go back on now. So I just wanted to bring that up because as we're seeing this, I'm seeing a good thing in that we're jumping ship and we're noticing how much the state's trying to do in the way of public education. But at the same time, we got to be really careful about what they try to pass to make it so you don't have any more options. Another thing, they finally came out and are starting to say that Agent Orange caused all of these health things with soldiers, with our military. And in another expose, if you go back and look, and hat tip to Eric on this, if you go back and look at 2003 congressional report, even Scalia was in that report, the late Scalia, who was murdered, by the way, you'll notice that they exposed the fact that they gave out contaminated vaccines, not just from 1960 to 63, and in the early and the late 50s, but also through the 90s. That's what came out in that 2003 report to Congress, not widely publicized for the rest of you. And so I put that on Facebook. I put it on the Kate Daly Show so you could see some of the documentation. It's 293 pages or 96 pages report. I mean, it's huge. of documentation that they presented to prove that, yes, in fact, there was a huge cover-up. They knew it was tainted. This goes back to Ed Haslam's book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, the one I talk about on the show being so fascinating. Same thing. But the revelation in that book was the fact, or the revelation in the 2003 congressional report was that they continued on using different seeds from those different batches up through the 90s as well. That's a big deal, because then in turn they were talking about it causing cancer, and they proved that it caused cancers, four major cancers, to erupt, and childhood cancers. And so if you go through that report, it's pretty amazing what came out, and the news never ever talked about it. So we have things coming to light, but here's the deal. What are we going to do with it? You know, it's one thing to expose it. It's one thing to get them to finally admit it, which is, you think that's going to be the big thing, right? But it doesn't seem to be. For some oddball reason, now what? We've exposed so many lies. We've exposed so many cover-ups. But now what are we going to do with it? It's kind of like looking at the whole situation with corrupt individuals in politics that we all know, and knowing they're corrupt, and then getting down to the brass tacks of actually doing something about it, and the ball is always dropped. Look at Huber. Look at the Clinton Foundation. Are you kidding me? There's plenty of stuff with the Clinton Foundation. Criminal stuff. Huber dropped the ball. So investigating it, nothing to see here, folks. So how are we going to move forward with all of this? We have bad government. We have infringing government. We have the exposing of lies. We have the admitting of lies. We have the exposing of criminal behavior. We have people not going to jail. We can see that. We have sham impeachments going on right now. Like Mike Lee said in the beginning, there's no evidence. That's why call a witness? There's no evidence. They don't even have anything. It's all hearsay. It's not admissible. So what do we do as a people is the big question. Everybody attended a rally peacefully, right? Peaceably. In Virginia, they went ahead and moved up red flag. So when do we start getting rid of people in government, voting them out, and stopping with the bad behavior, stop giving them passes? When are we gonna start turning the country around and being the leaders that we were supposed to be from the very beginning? It's hard to do, I know. I wish I had all the answers. I really do. I spend a lot of time thinking about these things. It's tough, but we've got to be smarter. We've got to figure this out. We got to come up with more solutions. Write me, Kate@katedalyradio.com. Let's figure out what we're going to do. Now that all the stuff's getting exposed and admitted to, and all the stuff's seeping up and the cracks are showing, what are we going to do? Be right back with Melissa, and then Susan joins me, going down the rabbit hole with Susan. Lots of stuff on today's show. Don't miss it. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.